Okay, here we are back. I'm glad you're along tonight. We're going to switch gears again here and go to Ireland, talk to Father Paul Kramer. And I think I have an idea of what we're going to talk about here. I haven't talked to Father Kramer directly yet. Welcome back, Father Kramer. I guess happy 2025 is the traditional greeting. I think we all need the best breaks possible. This is a very difficult time in which we live. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back. And 2025 is, I think, going to be a significant year in world history. So I think we had better...
Yes, well said.
...prepare for it.
That's not a joke. If all of us, and I don't care what country you're living in around the world, you're going to be impacted by whatever happens in the Northern Hemisphere if you're living in the South. You need to prepare. You need to think about that. If you have a family, even more so. How much, as we look back, let's just say look back on 2024 for the heck of it, how much progress did the corrupt Bergoglians and the fake Pope in the Vatican, how much progress did they make in their evil effort to overthrow the Catholic Church and religion as we know and respect it for so long? And instead, in its place, somehow substitute a religion of earth, wind, fire, whatever you want to call it. It's one of those kind of a New Age religion. They're doing a lot. How much progress did they make last year? How are they doing in their over? They've overthrown the Vatican, we know that. But how much are they doing in terms of reaching down to the 1.3 billion Catholics around the world through the individual churches that are all over the planet? How much progress have they made? What do you think?
It took Bergoglio just over 10 years to overthrow the constitution, the structure of the Catholic Church, which of course cannot really be overthrown. What he's done is he has attempted to replace the Catholic Church with an inverted structure, a church right. That is constituted differently in an inverted manner, whereas the church has always been ruled by the Pope as the vicar of Christ, through the principle of subsidiarity, the bishops and the parish priests and such have all had their limited but real jurisdiction, but the one with the command responsibility for the entire church has always been the Pope. Ever because he's the successor of St. Peter, who was the Prince of Apostles. Now, the Pope of the Synodal Church is a chairman of the board who rubber stamps decisions that are made from out in the peripheries that filter their way upward through the synodal bodies to the so-called Pope, and the so-called Pope rubber stamps what has been decided from below.
This whole overthrow thing has virtually never been mentioned by the controlled Zionist international gangster mainstream media. It's not talked about. Talking about the Vatican as if everything is normal and is moving along as time does provide for. And nothing new there. I tell you, every time I see this Fernandez guy, I alarm bells go off. That guy really looks dangerous to me. Bergoglio's bad enough, but this Fernandez to me looks like a real problem. Waiting. That's my take. Go ahead.
I expect that he will be around a good deal longer than Bergoglio,
That's the point. That's right.
According to the prophecies, the regime that's this corrupt regime is going to be overthrown, and it may happen in a manner, in a rather violent manner. So he may not survive Bergoglio by very long.
This is going to be very, very interesting to watch for all of you who are Catholic or not Catholic. Doesn't matter. This is an enormously powerful 2,000-year-old institutional organization that has led hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. All right? We're talking about 1.3 billion now, so let's just say billions and billions of people. It's an extraordinary structure, and it has been taken over. If you don't know, trust Father Kramer. Trust this program. We've brought you the inside from the beginning on this, what's happened. Bergoglio is a fraud pope. He's a phony. His agenda is to force into the church this whole issue of homosexuality. I don't even want to go into that because it makes me sick. But they're pushing all of this DEI sort of thinking. It's bad news. It's evil. And how would you tell those who may be new to the program of what the immediate goal of these usurpers is in terms of restructuring, reconfigurating the church into a globalist mechanism? What are they going to call this? Are they going to call it something else? Or are they just going to refocus it on nature and the planet and the birds and the bees, etc.? We're going to make it a different kind of religion, but what is your take on that at this point?
They're very careful about maintaining the empty shell of the Catholic Church, because it is by the decree of the divine wisdom, God will not allow them to actually take over the church. They take over the Vatican. They take over all the infrastructure, but that's all they can do. All these external things, but they cannot take the church, because the church is the body of the faithful, those who have the faith in Jesus Christ, those who believe in the apostolic tradition, those who are disciples of Jesus Christ in following the apostolic tradition. So what they are doing, they have made an inverted religion, which intends to obliterate, to annihilate faith. They want to get rid of, the profession of faith, the articles of faith that we believe since the time of the apostles, and replace it with another religion where their God is the universe. Their God is not the Almighty Creator of the universe, but the universe, which has a divine principle in their thinking. And that divine principle that animates the universe as a living being is what they call God. That is what Spinoza called Deus sive natura, which is God or nature. God and nature are the same thing. When Bergoglio set up this eco-garden in the Vatican, what Catholics don't understand, this is not some crazy environmentalist who's lost control of himself. No, he has constructed in the Vatican a shrine to his God.
I didn't know he did this. This is new to me. I get what you're saying, though. He's built this as a kind of an offering, as it were, to this new concept of nature being at the core of the church. Nature. It's a naturist religion.
This is in the symbolism of the synodalist sect, which masquerades as the Catholic Church. A cathedral in Belgium, I think it is, that just they have a so-called crucifix. It's not a crucifix at all, because you don't see the corpus of Jesus Christ crucified on the cross, which is the very definition of a crucifix. But you have you have different kinds of symbolism, which are indicative of the paganism that they profess now with the cross. One of the things pictured there is a tree. And you will find the disgusting colors of a of a perverted movement there on these kind of crosses also, which is no surprise.
No, no.
And what so many people don't understand is that religious concepts have been expressed through symbolism very powerfully over the ages. And Bergoglio's gang are afraid to simply, they cannot simply come out and say, we don't believe those dogmas of faith anymore. Those are all passé. We don't believe that stuff anymore. They can't get away with that, because then if the Catholic people heard them say that, they would abandon them. They'd walk out of their churches, stop giving them money, and that would be the end of the synodal church. That would be the end of this one world religion as far as taking over the Catholic Church and trying to make it part of this one world religion. It wouldn't work. The Catholic would walk away, and they would know that this is nothing but an obvious deception. So they have to make the deception not be so obvious. So they
not only a deception, it's a betrayal, total betrayal.
Absolutely,
this
absolutely,
is horrible.
Absolutely a betrayal.
Yeah.
But they with their actions and their symbolism, they profess what they really believe. While they give some lip service to the creedal formulas of the ages, and that's how they do it. So they keep the vestments. So far, they keep the vestments and the incense and some of the old hymns, but
right. The
religion is changed. What they profess in their symbolism, what they profess in their actions, and what they approve of, that is the religion. That is the false religion that they have instituted in the through this revolution of synodalism, which mm-hmm. was completed last year.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
revolution is now completed. Now it only is going to be implemented. The agenda of the revolution is going to be implemented in 2025. And that's why we're going to see things change very rapidly now. Because to accomplish the revolution, it took Bergoglio about 11 years to accomplish this revolution. But now that the revolution has been accomplished, now they're going to consummate it by implementing the agenda, and they're going to do it very easily because the mechanism is now in place with this new inverted constitution of the counterfeit synodal church.
Well said. All right. There was another development, and I didn't know how to react to it until I read the story thoroughly and understood what they were doing. The Jews attacked one certainly what has to be, and I don't know this, but my guess, one of the most holy relics of the ancient days, and that was the mausoleum of Saint Peter, right? Is it Saint Peter? They hit. I sent you the story. The Jews bombed it, and they blew it up. Saint Peter, Saint Paul, I think it was one of the original, the number two with his brother, apostles.
When did this happen? I must have missed the message.
I sent it to you. Let me see if I can find this. It was a beautiful old 2,000-year-old stone mausoleum, which had taken a direct hit through the roof by the Jewish army and had blown it largely to pieces. It wasn't leveled. It looks like it might be salvageable, but I sent that. I've got to find it. I'll keep looking here. Oh, let's just jump back quickly. Pope Francis, Bergoglio, opened the five sacred portals on Christmas Eve. Did you have the stomach to watch that? And if you did, what did you think?
Well, it is very out of place that they would make something sacred out of the doorway of a prison.
Yeah.
Because one of these so-called holy doors is in the Rabibia prison. And that is entirely inappropriate. It's out of place because it's not a sacred place.
So did it get, I hope it didn't play well to the great membership of the church around the world. They I can't see them being duped. How are most Catholics now relating to the Vatican as it currently is structured after it has been overthrown? What are you hearing from priests, from bishops? What's the rumble right now? Are the people being deceived and duped? Are they going along with this fraud church? Or are they beginning to ask questions? What are you hearing?
Well, there are different reactions from different sectors within the church. There are those who have been just totally turned off by it and walk away from the church. There's a large number who have done that. Then there are those who are clueless and they just go along with anything that their church leaders are saying, and they gradually, simply have their own faith is extinguished and paganized, and they become baptized pagans, and that's been going on for a long time since the Second Vatican Council that has been happening, but now they've taken that into overdrive, and it's really they're really trying to completely extinguish the Catholic faith and replace it with a new religion in the minds of the people. Right. Then you have Catholics who have had a good understanding of their faith, and they don't buy these changes. And there is a sizable minority of them on this earth. There are many Catholics, many more Catholics than those people in the Vatican would like to admit. Bergoglio thunders against the traditionalists as if they're just the scum of the earth. But there are many Catholics who even suffer through their parish life in their modernist clueless pastors, right, and priests, and suffer through all the indignities of adhering to their faith and being belittled and berated by the so-called progressive and modernist power structure in the various parishes and dioceses of the world, in most places, and they won't give up their faith. There is that minority, a solid minority, who, by the grace of God, adhere to the tenets of their faith, to the articles of faith, and they hold to the apostolic tradition and the faith and tradition that they've received from past generations, and they won't give it up.
Got it. Okay, I found this, what I'm looking for here. I'm going to send it to you right now. All right, aftermath of Israel's bombing of ancient shrine in Lebanon. More footage from the aftermath of Israel's occupation of southern Lebanon has revealed the destruction of an ancient shrine revered by both Christians and Shia communities in the region. It is known... It is unknown exactly how old the Shrine of Shimon, S-H-I-M-O-N, is, also known as St. Peter's Shrine, but it has an 11th century minaret, while other parts of the mausoleum are believed to be far older. Israeli troops reportedly used the shrine as cover while engaging in a firefight with Hezbollah forces on November 15th. They later detonated explosives inside the ancient building as they retreated. There's some pictures of it here. There's someone's buried in there. It's a mausoleum. Let me send this over to you real quick. I know I sent it once. Maybe it was intercepted. I don't know. Here. That's on the way.
So many times, we call it in the Second World War, the Freemason General Mark Clark ordered the bombing of that ancient... monastery.
Oh, Yes, on Mount Cassino. Monte Cassino. They didn't have to blow it up. It wasn't that he could have starved the people out up there. They didn't have to do that at all.
And there were no German forces in there. It was on the presumption that there might be German soldiers in that monastery. There were none. What they did was they bombed it, and the German army was able to get entrenched in the ruins, and that turned into a huge battle. That huge battle would not have happened if he had not bombed that monastery. Well, yeah. the monastery was rebuilt exactly like it was before, and when Pope Pius XII came to the newly rebuilt monastery, he wept, because what was there before was gone. Now, the only ancient monastery like that that's left is the one outside of Rome, Subiaco.
All right, the Shrine of St. Peter is there. When you get this email, the image on the left is a video, so make sure you play it and you can see the damage done to it. That's all rock construction, round rocks, pieces of ancient rock used to fill in the gaps. It's quite an interesting thing, and another sad loss. When our heritage gets blown up in warfare, we just, like the Monte Cassino
edifice. Also, St. Lawrence Basilica in Rome, that was bombed and destroyed by the United States Air Force.
We are the great villains on the world's stage, unfortunately, this country. It's not the people, it's those who have taken it over. And I think it's rather obvious to many Americans now that this is a Zionist-controlled country. The media is all Zionist. The government is all Zionist. Every choke point of power and influence seems to have been taken over by international Zionism. Many of them American citizens, but it's the same group of people. Make no mistake about that. And Trump, we have evidence now that in 2017, Trump converted to Judaism. I don't know if you saw that story or not either. It's right up at the top of headlines.
I have suspected this for quite some time now.
He looks like a man who's hiding something. He acts like a man who's hiding. Everybody in his family's Jewish, right? His children, his grandchildren, his ex-wives, I guess, at least one of them, if not two, all Jewish. So, why wouldn't he? But he didn't want to blow his evangelical Christian support base here, so they kept it a secret. But he went recently with Ben Shapiro to New York to pray at Lubavitcher founder Rabbi Schneerson's crypt. Why would Trump do that unless he was a Jew? So, it doesn't make any sense to me.
If he had not abandoned Christianity altogether, why would he say, I am not a Christian?
He said it.
No,
exactly right. So, he's walking a very fine line. I'm going to play this again because Rick Wiles is an outstanding American patriot journalist. And he brought this forward in 2019. He said in 2017, it's been hidden for 2 years now, Donald Trump converted formally. He is Jewish. So take a listen to this just for a couple of minutes.
Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is. That's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. Mr. Goldberg says the story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Study, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer, it is expected Trump will fully address his new faith in an evening televised news conference. He is clearly the most pro-Israel president in the history of America. He's given Israel every single thing that they wanted, and he's about to give them war with Iran. And so, has he converted? So, I want to show you one more article. This is, let me see if I can.
This is the Times of Israel.
Yeah, the Times of Israel. This was published March 22nd, 2019. This is the Times of Israel. Trump, the first Jewish president of the United States.
Now, that's not us saying that. That's Times of Israel. Times of what nation? Israel.
So the people in Israel, that's an English-speaking newspaper in Israel, and that's what they read, that Donald Trump is the first Jewish president of the United States.
And how did they qualify that, Rick?
They gave a list of things that he did for Israel.
First of one, of course, moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
That's right.
That was a big deal.
Then recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. He's the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Western Wall. They gave him credit for defeating ISIS. They gave him credit for rebuking the United Nations for when the U.N. criticized Israel. They credit him with closing the Palestinian office in Washington, D.C.
Okay, you get the idea. So it looks to me like this is, Rick is not, nobody's fool. This is smart. He's gone right to Jewish sources, newspapers out of Israel. There was no renunciation of these stories by the Trump administration. This report you're hearing from Rick was 2019. Trump was still in office. He converted in 2017 and hid that from the American people. Is it his right to do that? I would suggest no. We have a right to know what our president is doing in terms of something as important and immense as joining the Jewish faith. That's a big deal. Look at Trump now, a Jewish lapdog. That's all he is. He is completely giving them everything they want, and he's promised he'll never stop. That means he is pro-genocide. He is he's pro-war. This is not a good situation. We have a right to know that. If he's a Jew and ran again and won, it'll be the second time there's been a Jew in the White House as president. That's a fact. It is what it is. But let's not lie about it, all right? Donald, how about standing up and being a man? We know you barely survived in Butler, Pennsylvania, and from that point on, he has been so openly, totally pro-Zionist, it's almost embarrassing. Everything they want, they get. That makes him a genocidal maniac. He's paying for it. Biden the same. He's not going to let anybody skate here. You give money to the Zionist state of Israel, and you give them all the technology our military has, all the munitions that they want, help to disarm America in the process, of course. And I think the American people have a right to know that the president is Jewish, if in fact he is. Father Kramer, any thoughts?
It's important to consider that what is happening today in the Catholic Church is exactly what happened to the Jewish religion just before the time of Christ, around the time of Christ, when it was a process that took centuries, but you had the infiltration of paganism into the structure of the Jewish religion, so that you had the temple in Jerusalem that was dedicated to God, and you had a few miles away a temple that was dedicated not only to the God of Israel, but also to many other gods that were being worshipped in that other temple. And they kind of coexisted side by side. The prophets thundered against this kind of mixing of religions. And because the most insidious thing about it is, on the surface, you had the elders of Israel who were outwardly still practicing the Mosaic religion, the Mosaic tradition according to the Mosaic covenant, whereas in the subterranean crypts, in the temple, they were worshiping with rites to the pagan rites to the false gods.
Right.
And
well, that's the whole new Vatican. It's pagan. That's where it's being taken into a pagan stance.
They follow exactly the dictum of Lenin, which was Lenin said, "Keep the shell, destroy the substance."
Oh, there you go.
And that's exactly what Bergoglio's gang and Tucho Fernandez have been doing. They keep the shell, destroy the substance. And what we find now is an empty shell of the Catholic Church in the Vatican, and is being replaced with paganism. And as the scripture says, both testaments, the Old and the New Testament, are in agreement on this point, that the gods of the pagans are devils. They're demons.
Well, we have a lot of satanic evil running around the highest levels of this alleged government here. There's no arguing it. You can't support a wild, bloodlust state like Israel, which is now fighting on five war fronts. Five. We're supporting everything they do, giving them all the money they need, all the advanced military satellite technology and information, all the data that they need about troop movements, about personnel movements, you name it. It's all everything the best we have is being given to Israel. And it's rather a question of Israel telling us what we're going to do. The control of this country is withering. And I think many of you are beginning to see that. And I will repeat again, I don't care who it is. If a small group of people, any people, have taken control of our country like this, it needs to be talked about. Doesn't matter if they're Hindus or Irishmen. I don't care. We are being controlled. That's the fact. And that has to be confronted, and it has to be talked about.
Since the Second Vatican Council, in the church, all they want to talk about is unity, unity, unity. But what kind of unity are they talking about? They're talking
communism.
About communism. Unity without faith. They are abandoning the faith, the faith taught, bestowed upon us by Christ. The expression of Saint Athanasius, the actual original faith, teaching, and tradition of the Catholic Church, which the Lord bestowed, the apostles proclaimed, and the fathers safeguarded. It's to abandon that faith and to embrace all the plethora of false religions and false gods of paganism. And that is the unity that they're looking for, the unity of faithlessness. Of lawlessness.
The unity, I like that. Hold on. The unity of faithlessness. Yes, yes, yes. Well said. That's what it is.
And that's why Bergoglio says that all religions lead to God, but there's only one religion that he is just spewing contempt at, and that is the traditional Catholic faith. He has nothing
absolutely.
But contempt
at that. Totally. Look at the lesbian, gay... what did he do? He's talking, I forget what he did. Didn't he say that, what did he say about gay couples? and the church. I've forgotten now. He sanctioned something that had never been sanctioned before by the church. At any rate, it's part of the agenda. They were given marching instructions. He's getting orders from somebody, and he's following them out.
Well, when Pope Benedict XVI was still a cardinal, Cardinal Ratzinger, he spoke about the third secret of Fatima, and he said what it says there has been stated in many of the Marian apparitions, and it is in sacred scripture. So it's not only Catholics who will understand the significance of the secret of Fatima, which has not been revealed, but even all Christians will understand the truth of Fatima when they understand that it says what is in sacred scripture. And what we see happening today in the world, while many people are led to despair, and many people are led just to abandon their faith, and no longer believe in Christ anymore because they think that the church is being overthrown, that Christianity as such is being overthrown, and that is failing. And yet, it's all been foretold. Jesus Christ said in the gospel, he says, fear not, I have conquered the world. He said, behold, I have foretold all of these things to you in advance. And not only did he foretell that in his earthly life, but look back to the book of Samuel. I think it's chapter 22. And there it tells you what's going to happen, that God is going to shake the earth. He's going to punish the world. There's going to be such a total cataclysmic cleansing of evil from the face of the earth. And that's described in chapter 22 of the book of Samuel. It's repeated in the Psalms. And that's the word of God. The word of the eternal and almighty God stating what he's going to do, how he is going to cleanse the face of the earth the way he did with the flood.
Well, it needs some cleanup, that's for darn sure. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, recently excommunicated by the Vatican, I think many of you remember that, has issued a very strong warning about Bergoglio, Pope Francis, collaboration with the World Economic Forum, the WEF, which he claims is working to dismantle Christianity. I would say that collaboration is doing exactly that. Archbishop Vigano says also that Klaus Schwab's fourth industrial revolution of the agenda of global finance have found an active ally in Pope Francis. Far from remaining, as a quote, a neutral observer, which would already be unprecedented, Francis has become an enthusiastic collaborator, using his position of moral authority in his name in the same sentence, just don't work for me, to endorse initiatives that seek to dismantle traditional society. Yep. Break it down. According to Vigano, this effort isn't confined to secular institutions. He says, quote, within the church, he pursues a parallel agenda to erode its foundations, aiming to replace it with a philanthropic entity rooted in Masonic ideology. This dual agenda, Vigano claims, highlights a broader conspiracy between what he terms the deep state and the deep church. He says they're connected. He also emphasized the significance of Pope Francis' Jesuit background, arguing that it has played a critical role in this transformation. It is no coincidence, he says, that for the first time in history, a Jesuit now sits on the throne of Peter. There we go. And there's more to that, but
yes, and the most important thing he said there is that they are overthrowing traditional society, not just the church, not just the Catholic religion, just Christianity, but the entire society,
Western society.
It's a new world order, to reorder all of society. And they're doing so to turn the world into a like a plantation under the a plantation owner, where the right. subjects have no rights. The slave owner dictates, and he has power of life or death over his slaves.
Right,
and that's what they're doing. And the new face of communism will be. No, it's no accident. This is the way it's been intended from the beginning. The new face of communism is going to be a group of corporate logos. That's the new face of communism.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, and quite quite apropos what you're saying. It will be. There'll be logos of all these big corporations everywhere because they are actually, in fact, going to own and operate certainly the Western world, if not much of the rest of it. Here's Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano saying it in his own words. Let's hear what this sounds like. I wonder if he's speaking English. I don't know. He might be speaking another language. Let's see.
When things go sideways, will you be prepared?
This is a commercial. We'll get rid of that. And another one. Hold on. By the way, that particular commercial was a prepare commercial, and we certainly urge all of you to take that very seriously. Probably only 1% of America is reasonably prepared. That's it. Here.
The fourth revolution terrorized by Klaus Schwab and the family of international finance find in Bergoglio not a neutral spectator, which would itself already be an unheard of thing.
I'm going to start that again.
The fourth revolution.
All right, here we go. The fourth revolution theorized by Klaus Schwab.
The fourth revolution theorized by Klaus Schwab and the family of international finance find in Bergoglio not a neutral spectator, which would itself already be an unheard of thing, but actually a zealous cooperator who abuses his own moral authority in order to support a dextra outside the church, the project of the dissolution of traditional society.
Got it? The project of the dissolution of traditional society. And you notice that Archbishop Vigano does not refer to him as Pope Francis. He refers to him as Bergoglio. Here's a little more. Yeah.
And
while a dictator within the church, he pursues...
Go ahead, Father Kramer. I can pause this here. Go ahead.
He pointed out that it was high finance who are behind this movement.
Exactly. Yes.
And remember, it's the same high finance that imported communism into Russia and overthrew Russia and set up the Soviet Union.
So yes. Yes.
It's not by accident. It's not by accident that the new face of communism is going to be corporate logos. Bella Dodd, when she was a member of the Communist Party of the USA, she was told by her communist superiors who got their orders straight from Moscow. Uh-huh. That if the line of communication was broken between Moscow and the communists in the United States, that they will get their party line from the New York Times, as far as propaganda and the agenda that's being published, and they would get their orders. They would go to the Waldorf Towers, and she was given the names of the three elitist capitalists in the Waldorf Towers, that they would be giving the orders to her and to the rank and file of the communists. So it's no accident that the high finance, because they're the creators of communism, they're the ones who ran the whole show of communism.
You bet.
And so we should
say these particular people certainly were led by what is now called Zionism, but has always been Jewish power. Yes. That's what it is. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's this Jewish finance, it's Jewish-dominated finance, which imported this gang of Jews into Russia and overthrew the Soviet, overthrew Russia and turned it into the Soviet Union. And so it is no accident that they used communism as their tool to consolidate their own power over the world. And that's why the World Economic Forum is elitist, but being elitist, it is purely and essentially communist.
Yes, sir. The actual verbatim quote here from Archbishop Vigano says, and he's talking about, and the family of international finance, he talks to the World Economic Forum, and the family of international finance find in Bergoglio, he's again talking directly to the source of the problem here. Here we go.
Find in Bergoglio, not a neutral spectator.
So Bergoglio is not a neutral spectator. No, he's not.
Which would itself already be an unheard of thing. But actually, a zealous cooperator.
But actually, a zealous cooperator who abuses his own moral authority as alleged pope.
His own moral authority in order to support a destra outside the church, the project of the dissolution of traditional society.
Got it? Okay, that's the agenda. 1.3 billion people they're going to try to confuse and co-opt and use to tear down traditional society. That's the game.
People need to understand is this, that this gang that has taken over the Vatican, they are Masonic. They are practicing a form of demonic occultism. It is Gnosticism. This is the same group that has existed down through the ages. They overthrew the Jewish religion and replaced it with their own paganized Gnostic form of what is called Kabbalah. And there are Orthodox Jews who point out that that is not Judaism. That is a complete inversion. That is a complete perversion of the religion of the prophets of the Old Testament. So as much as these so-called Jews will rant against anyone who opposes them and calling them anti-Semites, saying that they're anti-Jewish, but these Jews are themselves counterfeit Jews, just like Bergoglio and his gang are counterfeit Christians. And that's what people have to understand, because they try to bludgeon us by calling us anti-Semites.
Oh, yeah.
But the apostles and the faithful of the church are the successors of the prophets and the faithful Israelites of the Old Testament. And by upholding the tradition of the ancient prophets of Israel, how can we be labeled as anti-Semitic when we are the ones who uphold the tradition and faith of the ancient prophets?
Yeah, very good point. Well said. This is going to be an interesting year. What do you see ahead, briefly? We just have a minute left.
Well, I'll put it this way. These so-called drone sightings that have been taking place,
yes.
This is really a sign of the impending war that's coming, and I'll explain why. David Ben-Gurion, back in 1962, I think it appeared on the 16th of January, 1962, in Look magazine, an interview mm-hmm. that he gave, where he explained that the how the New World Order will come into being and such, the world republic, and he said the Soviet Union will be a separate jurisdiction. But he said Israel will dictate the law to all the nations. And blasphemously suggesting that this is foretold by the prophets. Of course, it's quite the opposite. But that is what Ben Gurion said. To bring about this new world order, they do not want an American-led new world order, and that's why they. They've said the communist power would be a separate jurisdiction. So the great danger I see with Russia is that Russia could be overthrown and re-Sovietized, whether it's a Leninist communism or whether it's a globalist communism. It's ultimately the same thing. But Russia is in danger.
Yeah.
The message of Fatima, of course, is that God will save Russia, and God will save Russia from that, because the conversion of Russia is going to be the means by which God restores peace to the world. But what we see coming now is they want to create a fake simulated extraterrestrial invasion attack against the Earth, to unite all people, to get that unity.
That's the idea. Pull them together and then completely co-opt and control them. We have to run, Father Kramer. We're late. Thank you very much for being here tonight. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. We appreciate your guidance and your insights, always. Thank you.
Right now.
Okay. We'll be back with you on Monday. The network will be continuing, of course, 24/7. Enjoy that. Take care of yourselves. And we'll talk soon.